If then you are raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man, once grown old, be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, but you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Everything I know about marriage counseling, I learned from watching movies. Especially the action movie Red 2, starring Bruce Willis, John Malkovich, Helen Mirren, and Mary Louise Parker. Underlying all the action of the movie, John Malkovich tries to provide couple therapy to an ex-CIA agent named Frank, played by Bruce Willis, and his girlfriend, Sarah, played by Mary Louise Parker. Like so many couples struggling to communicate effectively, Frank stays on the level of facts, his head, while Sarah tries to express her feelings, her heart. Malkovich, the marriage counselor, advises Frank as people are shooting at them, "Frank, listen, I've got to tell you something. You have to learn to share your feelings to evolve your relationship, even if it seems uncomfortable at first. You have got to make the run to emotional safety." Frank blankly stares back and answers, "Uh-huh." The rest of the movie revolves around Frank trying to save the world and save his relationship. So if you're having marriage problems, just watch more movies. That's the sum and substance of my marriage counseling. Often, men look down on sharing their feelings as a sign of weakness, like the maxim, "Grown men don't cry." On the other hand, women see sharing feelings as a sign of great strength and safety, transparency and trust. When men and women fail to figure out these two levels of love, the level of the head and the level of the heart, their marriages suffer. But being in touch with our feelings is also critical in our relationship with God. That is, feelings can help our faith. Why? Well, because our relationship with God is ultimately a romantic one. Pope Benedict XVI surprisingly said, "The organ for seeing God is the heart. The intellect alone is not enough." Benedict is widely regarded as one of the brightest theologians and scholars of the 20th century. Yet he could agree with John Malkovich that if we want our relationship with God to evolve, we must learn to express our feelings and make the run to emotional safety. Being in touch with your feelings will help your faith far more than a towering mountain of facts. In the Gospel of John, Jesus and Nicodemus also seem to be in need of some couple counseling. And that should not surprise us or shock us, because at root, their relationship is one of love. But notice how Nicodemus stays on the level of facts when he asks what being born again means. How can a man, once grown old, be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he? And Jesus replies, like John Malkovich, and invites him to make the run to emotional safety, saying, "The wind blows where it wills. You hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus must have had that same blank stare that Bruce Willis had and grunted, "Uh-huh." In other words, to grow in our relationship with God, we must rely on feelings more than on facts, on our hearts more than on our head. Why? Because our relationship with God is ultimately a romantic one. To be bluntly honest, I really am not any good at couple counseling. But I can offer you a few tips on improving your relationship with God. And I would begin by repeating the advice of John Malkovich: make the run to emotional safety. Here are a few ways that we can do that. First, don't be shy about sharing your feelings with God. Tell him you are angry. Share with him you feel sad. Talk to him about your triumphs. Don't hide from him your hopes. Describe to him your dreams. When we cannot tell God how we really feel, that says something about our faith. Namely, it's not at the level of our hearts. Secondly, don't worry too much about dryness or darkness or distraction in prayer. That is, when you don't experience warm and fuzzy feelings and you're not focused intellectually. God is leading you deeper into love with Him, but the journey is deeper into the heart. Avoid the temptation to jump back into the head. Acknowledge the feelings of desolation without trying to understand it with the intellect, like Nicodemus and Frank. You might feel like saying, "Uh-huh." And finally, remember that faith is ultimately a romantic love story, not a scientific research project. The saints understand with the heart, while scholars grasp at God with the head. The saints make far more progress in the spiritual life than than scholars. Listen to the words of John Malkovich again and try to apply them to your faith and your relationship with God. Listen, I've got to tell you something. You have to learn to share your feelings to evolve your relationship, even if it seems uncomfortable at first. You have got to make the run to emotional safety. Praised be Jesus Christ.